Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
If you're 30 or older, chances are this dirge is sending chills up and down your spine. It's the music ascribed to Darth Vader, evil ruler of the Death Star. And in an age where Hollywood bad guys are either price-fixing corporate bigwigs or psycho killers with superhuman IQs, Darth Vader is still the only enemy who can lay claim to the lofty stature of evil. But what is evil? Well, if you ask Bo Jackson, a Darth Vader impersonator in Salem, Massachusetts, evil is as evil does. So when Bo lifts you up by your neck and holds you in midair, it's not a mean prank, it's an evil act. And when he goes grocery shopping for his ailing mother in his black armored suit, his cape flowing behind him as he walks down the cereal aisle, because he's the one doing it, he says, that's an evil act too. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Bo's 38. When the first Star Wars movie came out, he was 9. Like the other kids in school, the movie obsessed him. But he didn't have all the action figures and trading cards and paraphernalia like the other kids. Bo only had one action figure. Darth Vader. Actually, that's not entirely accurate. Bo had, and still has, hundreds of Darth Vader toys and dolls of every size, made out of every material you can think of. Glass, rubber, porcelain. He even has a giant plush Darth Vader pillow, a rare collectible that today fetches as much as $300 on the internet. As a child, Bo was skinny and awkward. The other kids picked on him, called him Bomosexual and Little Bo Creep. It made him mad. But he was too shy to express his anger, so he'd just burst into tears. Darth Vader was everything Bo wanted to be. Commanding. Vengeful. Even violent.
No, that wasn't it at all.
This is Bo. I should mention here that 2 years ago, he had a voice synthesizer surgically implanted into his trachea so that he could sound more like Darth Vader.
No, I didn't care about those little punks.
Then what was it? I mean, why Darth Vader?
Because he's evil.
But what does that mean?
It means he's not anybody's bitch. He's totally autonomous. Plus, he doesn't get caught up in stupid sentiment. You know what I mean? He's not like everyone else, limping around, talking about their emotions. Darth Vader's focused. He keeps it simple.
Bo and I are sitting in his mom's basement, where he's been living since he was 6. His room is a virtual Vaderville. Vader sheets, Vader curtains. Custom-built shelves house his Vader figure collection. Mounted on the walls are various Darth Vader masks and costumes that Bo has built over the years. His latest model, the one he's wearing during our chat, is legendary in Star Wars circles. An exact replica of the costume used in the movies.
As you can see, I've made about 12. I kept them all, except the first one. That one was a piece of shit.
Bo made that first Vader costume when he was 16. Regardless of how he feels about it now, it was good enough to impress the people at Lucasfilms. He sent them photos, and they replied with a certificate that authorized him to dress as the Dark Lord in public.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I was so stunned, I couldn't leave my room for like 2 years.
When Bo finally emerged from the basement, he brought the certificate and a new and improved Vader suit over to the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Revere, Mass., and they gave him a job. 5 nights a week, he lorded over small children and their chaperones, lifting the kids up by their necks, using the force to spill drinks on unruly customers. It was heaven, or whatever the evil version of heaven is. Bo held this job for 12 years. He thought it was the job he would do for the rest of his life. But then, in 1999, reality surpassed even his wildest dreams. Or so he thought.
They came out with episode 1. You know, the prequel? Well, I get this letter from Lucasfilm saying they've been admiring my work, and they want to hire me to be the Darth Vader who does all the big Star Wars promotions in New England. I was thrilled!
But there was a catch. Remember, Return of the Jedi ends with Darth Vader's redemption. He dies de-helmeted, passively smiling at his son Luke. And Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, features Vader as a little kid, racing around Tatooine, shouting things like Yippee at the top of his lungs. So, included with the invitation from Lucasfilms, Bo received a directive issued to all official impersonators. It stated that from now on, all sanctioned portrayals of the Dark Lord were to include the character's, quote, inner good side.
Good side? It's like asking a Hitler impersonator to go up on stage and say, actually, you know what? I'm really sorry I gassed all those Jews. Nobody wants that.
But what about the end of Return of the Jedi? I mean, doesn't he forsake the dark side for the good side or whatever?
That's revisionist bullshit. And everyone knows that in 1983, the Christian Coalition put the screws to Lucas to change the ending of Return of the Jedi. The original script's on the internet. Darth Vader never had a f***ing good side. He's evil to the core. Evil, evil, evil.
Bo took the job. But he wouldn't play by the rules. In fact, he was filled with a new resolve to be the evilest Vader he could be, to be the one to tell the truth about Vader to a brainwashed world. This plan lasted exactly 2 days. After he was caught lifting up a teenage heckler by the neck outside a KFC in Pittston, Maine, Bo was fired. Worse yet, Lucasfilms took his refusal to portray Vader's good side as an act of industrial sabotage and informed Bo that he was no longer legally permitted to play Vader for pay at public events. That's when Bo changed his name to Darth Vader.
I figured that could get me around the directive somehow.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that if my name was Darth Vader, then how could they stop me from being Darth Vader?
But they own Darth Vader. I mean, they have a patent on the character. He's copyrighted.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but look, my driver's license says my name is Darth Vader, and so does my social security card, and my library card, and my blood donor card, and no one can tell me that I am not Darth Vader.
The loss of his job, the nullification of his certificate, it was too much for Bo to handle. Plus, there was the little matter of his icon being, in his words, pussy-whipped into a PC shadow of his former evilness. On top of it all, Bo was broke, having just spent all his money on the tracheotomy. So, he took a job as an overnight attendant in a hotel parking garage. He'd show up to work in the requisite uniform, his backpack bulging suspiciously. And in the still morning hours, when no one was around, he'd slip into his Vader suit and stare out at the rows of cars from behind his black metal mask. Then one night, Bo found himself face down in handcuffs on the dirty garage floor. The police had gotten a tip. A parking lot attendant dressed as Darth Vader was spotted in his little booth, masturbating with one hand and choking himself with the other. Bo denies the allegations. He says he was just trying to get his lightsaber out of its sheath.
It's a conspiracy. I was set up.
By who?
George Lucas. He doesn't want me to exist because he knows. He knows that I'm the real Darth Vader. The truth scares him.
Bo's arrest didn't receive much mainstream press, but it spread like wildfire through the Star Wars community. The respect and admiration he used to command for his elaborate Vader suits and extensive Vader collections, none of that mattered anymore. Now he was simply known as the Master Vader. Meantime, George Lucas secured a court order barring Bo from ever presenting himself as Darth Vader in public again, an order Bo refuses to abide by. 4 or 5 times a week, he shops for his mom at the supermarket dressed as Darth Vader. His morning coffee runs and late-night ice cream excursions are all conducted in costume. And every Saturday, without fail, a dark-cloaked figure can be seen perusing the aisles of Chris's Cards and Comics in downtown Salem. Do you ever wonder, Darth, what your life would be like if, say, it was Luke Skywalker or Yoda that made the big impression on you?
Your questions have grown tiresome!
You're just kind of raising your arm in the air and gripping your fingers like you're choking someone.
Had enough, Knave!
Sitting in his basement, watching Bo pretend to throttle me with his gloved hand, I realized how little we know about evil. We're conditioned to believe that human nature is essentially good, that evil is a choice. People certainly choose to do bad things, to carry out so-called evil deeds. But how many people do you know who've consciously chosen to go over to the dark side? Perhaps evil is something that nobody chooses, but rather something that seeks out the weak, the scared, the alone. Something that chooses its own constituency.
Silence!
Hey, Darth? Are you okay?
I have you now.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, NPR.